You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here in William Hill. It's Friday, May the 18th. Andy Holding going to be covering a 8-race programme tonight. Cork, Downpatrick's the other Irish venue, but this one slots into the show quite nicely. Set to be run on good to firm in places ground. No appreciable rain anyway forecast in the area, although it is supposed to be a little bit cloudy towards the later part of the evening. Very, very competitive fair we've got here this evening. Virtually every field has got maximum complement of runners. And we've got one or two intriguing little maidens as well along the way, including the opening race, which is a two-year-old contest over the extended 6.5. Of course, they race on the round track nowadays at Cork. And a couple of horses that have already shown a reasonable level of form are likely to be very prominent in the betting here. They are, of course, Invasion Day and Empire State, who clashed on their first meeting back in the early part of the month when they both chased home Chicas Amigos, who went off a reasonable price win on the day for the Jessica Harrington stable. I thought both of these two performed with a good deal of credit. Obviously, Invasion Day was very strongly fancied on the day, and you can see why, because he finished off his race quite well down the outside. But as often is the case, Aidan O'Brien's horses first time out usually need the run, particularly their two-year-olds. And I think this colt by Scat Daddy is no different, because he was certainly given the more gentle of the introductions of the pair. He looked as though he was going the best of furlong out, but he just didn't quite get home. And I think that run under his belt might just bring him forward enough to maybe turn the tables around with Invasion Day. Certainly going to be a decent matchup between the two. And at the prices this morning, around about 2-1, 9-4 top price, I'd just take Aidan O'Brien's Empire State there to come out on top in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the 5.25 then. First of the very competitive handicaps, and I quite like the way that Count Carabas shaped on his seasonal reappearance in a very strongly run race over the course and distance, won in the end by Aspen Bell, who knocked out a decent set of numbers. And Counting Carabas, considering that he was a long, long way behind at halfway, he did really well to finish fifth in the end, and that was off the back of a 206-day break, so you'd expect this horse to come forward. Indeed, his first run last year was similar, and then he went on to finish third on his next start over this track. He does like it here, albeit he's yet to win in three starts. Ground is much more in his favour as well. I do think he wants a nice piece of ground, even though he has won on soft. Some of his better runs have been on a quicker surface. So I'd certainly expect, anyway, from a low draw, Counter Carabas to be there or thereabouts if he can build on that opening first run of the season.
Race number 3.
On to the 6 o'clock then. Again, another 6.5 furlong competitive handicaps. Division 2 of the same graded race. And Brave Display, bound to be popular here, having won two of his last three starts. And he clocked a good time the other day when he won in the Curra. However, that was on heavy ground, and he's up to 6 furlongs today. And he hasn't got a particularly great draw. So there are one or two factors unknown here today if you're thinking about taking a fairly short prize. Therefore, I'm going to go with Dandy's Gold here. I do like this horse. His form figures and his win-to-run ratio aren't that great, but he's just got a really likeable way of going. He floats across the ground. He's a proper daisy cutter, and because he runs in Ireland all the time, he hasn't really often had the chance to run on a decent surface, because there always seems to be rain around, and like there was the other day at the Curra, where the ground changed to heavy. Albeit, he still ran well to finish fifth behind Alan's Pride, who was heavily backed and was a wide-margin winner, but given that the ground would have been far too heavy for this filly, I thought she kept on really commendably well in the latter stages. That was over a stiff 7. This sharpest 6.5 should be absolutely fine. She's got good form over 6 on quickest surface, you could see with her run last year at Leopardstown. Decent draw. Dylan Hogan booked as well. I can see this filly going really well here tonight. 13-2, top price I can see across the board this morning. That doesn't look a bad each-way bet for Dandy's Gold there in the 6 o'clock.
Race 4.
On to the 6.30 then, a maiden where not too many can be fancied, it has to be said. I'm not a real mad fan of that Hens, who ran okay first time out at Nace, but then really disappointed on its next start, Dundalk, and indeed last time out at the same track, albeit in listed company. I'm going to go with Most Gifted here from the same stable. I think this is a much better model. I thought she was given a really nice introduction in keeping with how the horses like to be ridden first time out at Ballydoyle. She wasn't given a hard time by Shami Heffernan. She was hands and heels virtually all the way through the race. I think Shami just gave her one flick behind the saddle, and she picked up quite well to finish third behind the well-backed Joseph O'Brien-trained Wisdom Mind, of course, had the benefit of a previous run. I think she'll come on for that quite considerably. Not really concerned about the drop-back in trip either. She looks as though she got plenty of boot of what we saw of her the other day at the County Kildare venue. She's got a nice draw. Ground's fine. I'm really quite keen on Most Gifted here tonight in the 6:30.
Five.
7:05, a maiden contest over a mile. The two horses, in inverted commas, with form and ratings, new to town and El Greco, are likely to dominate here from their respective stables. But I was really taken by the run of Tremendous Leap last time out, and that followed up a good run on debut behind one of Gerline's nice horses, Georgie Hyphen, back in the early part of the month. It was just the way the race panned out the other day, which counted against Joseph O'Brien's charge. He was towards the back of the field. They quicken off the front. And as we know, at Leopardstown, if you're too far back here in the home straight with only 2 furlong running, you're very, very unlikely to catch the front runners, particularly on good ground. And that's exactly what happened. Hopefully tonight this horse will be ridden a little bit more forwardly. He's had a couple of runs now. He should know what he's doing. And if so, then it's hard to see him not being involved with a couple of runs under his belt. He's around about 4-1 top price this morning. And as I said, I do think that's a decent each way bet. Therefore, Joseph O'Brien's Tremendous Leap in the 7:05.
Race number 6.
Moving on to the 7:35 one. And this one's nasty with a capital N. I really don't like this race at all. There's not many angles in here. I wouldn't be a mad fan of the Bulger Manning combination, I must admit. And Fionnoc drawn 14, having its first running handicap company, I just wouldn't want to be involved around about the 5-1 mark. Chaparral G, Dream ran okay the other day at Dundalk beyond Rockfish. And Rockfish, I suppose, does bring the most consistent level of form to the table. But I'm going to go with a horse called Rosie's Queen here from the Paddy Brendergast stable. Now, she made a seasonal stroke handicap debut in what's turned out to be quite a decent little contest down in Limerick the other day. For Pleasure, who had won the time before, had every chance and was third and has run well subsequently at Killarney the other night. And this filly tried to cut out the running until getting very tired in the latter stage. And that was over the extended 1-mile 3 on heavy ground at Limerick, which is a proper test for any horse, let alone an individual coming back off off a 214-day break. And being by Casamento, I'd like to think that she'll improve as the season goes on. Hopefully tonight she'll handle this slightly quicker surface as well as she's done soft. And I just think she's worth a poke around about 8-1. At least she's had a run, and it was a good run as well, whereas there are a lot of question marks about quite a few of these on tonight's surface.
Race 7.
On to the 8-10 then, in what at first glance seems to be a pretty wide open, indeed grisly affair. But there are a couple here that make a degree of interest, and the two I'm quite keen on here are Look Closer and Sabrezi. Now, Look Closer takes quite a bit of explaining, because you look at his form figures, you think, why on earth would you want to be with this horse at a fairly shortish price? But there are two factors why I do think this five-year-old would go well here. First of all, he's got some really good form over hurdles in comparison to his flat rating, and both of his two victories over the over Timber have both come at this track. The other key factor is that Elmarie Holden, his trainer, he's in fantastic form at the moment. So if you put the two and two together, you think off a mark of 63, surely she can get this horse somewhere near the level required to win this evening. So Look Closer would definitely be of some kind of interest. And the other one, as I said, is Sabrezi, whose form figures also don't look all that inspiring. 3 wins in 42, none in 18 on the turf. But his latest effort at Dundalk the other day was such an eye-catching one, I'd have to chuck a few quid at him. He ran in a very strongly run race won by Schoolboy Error, who's won since. Easy Boy, he's a real good guy to that form. And I do like the way this horse finished off his race, and he's not got the clearest of runs. He was dropped out the back from stall 14. He made good late progress without being unduly punished. And I've been waiting for him to run since. I thought he would have gone back to Dundalk. There was a whole host of races over a mile and a half. But for some reason or not, connections have decided to run him here in this contest back on the turf. Now, he has got some turf form, so he's not a total lost cause. And he's certainly well handicapped enough off a mark of 53 compared to his old rating, of course, in the mid-70s, to suggest that he can go close if everything goes in his favour this evening.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 8:40 mile and a quarter maiden. And all eyes here will no doubt be on Written Word for so many reasons. First of all, she ran in a very good listed race at Navan when last seen. She certainly shaped as though that wasn't a bridge too far either, the way she kept on in the latter stages. I think Jessica Harrington was certainly barking up the right tree there. And I do like the winner, Mary Tudor, albeit she got beat in a Guinness trial the other day. They dropped her back in trip and Willie McCreary's filly didn't really handle the quicker pace as she did the staying distance here at Navan. But the form has worked out really well. The third, of course, ran well in the Cheshire Oaks, Princess Yeza, and Bye Bye Baby, who was well beaten down in the field. She dusted herself down to go on and win a pattern contest at the Curragh over the weekend. So that Selsable listed race was a really good one. And with the yard in absolutely unbelievable form at the moment, that Jessica Harrington stable, I actually think 5-4 is not a bad price for this filly by Mount Nelson, who should appreciate the better ground as well to boot. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme at Naas beginning at 2:05, and of course that's on the flat. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.